So I'm going to talk about how to edit your images and how to pick your best ones.
Él va a hablar cómo editar sus imágenes y cómo escoger las mejores.
Inside the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center, located on Emma Avenue in Springdale, Berta Gutierrez translates as photographer Stephen Ironside speaks to a small group of students about some basic rules of photography. On this Saturday afternoon, seven Hispanic girls are sitting at two tables, listening and watching as Stephen projects some of his photography onto a wall. These students are participating in the first workshop of Las Fotos Project Northwest Arkansas. Las Fotos, Spanish for The Photos, is a project that was founded in 2010 by Los Angeles-based photographer Eric V. Ibarra. According to the project's website, Eric created Las Fotos after seeing a need for teenage girls throughout Los Angeles to have a skill that could help build their confidence and self-esteem. Berta Gutierrez is the project manager of Las Fotos Project Northwest Arkansas, the first Las Fotos project to be located outside of California. Since its inception here in Arkansas, another smaller project has also started in Guatemala. Last year, Berta became interested in the project after reading an article about it. Prior to visiting her family in Southern California last fall, she contacted Eric to see if she could participate in the project while she was in town.
I told them, I said, I read this article and it sounded really interesting. And he said, well, we can meet up and we don't have any events, but you can volunteer either online, you know, help us out online, or you can do this from Arkansas. And I'm like, I'm totally going to do it in Arkansas. So that's how we started.
Upon returning to Arkansas, Berta reached out to a number of people in order to get the project up and running.
In December, I started emailing people. If y'all have used cameras and you don't want them anymore, or if you get something for Christmas and you're going to upgrade, you know, we can use these cameras. And a couple of people got involved. They wanted to be mentors. We have two photographers and one marketing person, and they are mentors. So we just started putting everything together. We took the model that they use in California, and we tweaked it a little bit just to fit our styles. And it just came together. We started recruiting girls about a month ago, and we only had room for 10 people, and we had requests for about 25, so we had to turn some girls down, but we hope that we can do several more workshops so that we can include them too.
Of those 10 girls who signed up, seven participated in all 3 days of the workshop. One of those girls is Elvira Sandoval, a senior from Springdale High School.
I mean, I've taken, like, the common kind of pictures that everybody takes, but I'm not really, like, focused on what I was actually taking a picture of. Like, I never knew the significance of where things have to be or, like, the symmetry or nothing like that. But, like, I learned at the program.
What all did you learn?
Well, we learned how to take proper pictures, like the angles, the shadows, how to use, like, props in the picture to make the picture look better. And it's much harder than I thought it would be. Like, I didn't really realize everything that had to go into taking the perfect picture. And you usually have to take, like, they told us that out of 100 pictures you take, only 10 of those are really, the good ones that come out.
Organizations supporting the project include Bedford Camera and Video, who is developing and printing the film, the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center, who is providing the meeting space, and Artemis, who awarded the project a grant. Beginning in mid-February, the students met once a week on Saturdays. On the first day of the workshop, the girls were instructed to create a vision board.
It was really amazing seeing these kids answering these questions, because at the beginning they were like, what do you mean, like, a dream? Well, I want to have a car. And then once we told them, no, what if, you know, there was no limit? If you, doesn't matter, money doesn't matter, place doesn't matter, then they started dreaming big, you know. I want to see the world. I want to travel to Egypt. I want to, just all these amazing dreams. And they started writing them down. And you can see in their faces that some of them hadn't really thought about that before. So that's what we did the first time. The last weekend, we went around and took pictures. We gave them a camera over the first week, and they took pictures at home. And then last weekend, we went around and took pictures around the community on Emma Avenue. And this weekend, we're going to go through their pictures. They're going to see their photos, and they're going to curate their work. They're going to pick the best ones and going to prepare the show for the gallery show. It's going to be on March the 9th.
Berta says she first became interested in photography right before she moved to the States from El Salvador. She recalls it taking forever for her to save about $40 to buy a camera so she could take pictures of her friends.
That's one of the things that drew me to this project. I didn't have access to a camera in El Salvador because it's expensive. And back then it was just film. So we didn't have access to developing because it was expensive. And so therefore we didn't have that many pictures of my family growing up. We have like two albums with like five baby pictures and then five pictures from one till you're five. So it's not that many. And I think it's important to document. Even now that it's a little bit more accessible with digital, I think people are not recording it in a way that it's going to be quality. Because a lot of people are just taking phone pictures now. And then they want to print them, and it's not good quality. So they're going to run into this wall that they're going to realize that they went 2 years without documenting their life, that they don't have a picture, a good picture to put in a frame. So the project targets Latina girls here, and four of the seven students that we have are newcomers, so they don't speak any English. They're still learning. So they are the type of people that have never had access to a camera before. So seeing them, you know, looking at the camera, learning how to put a roll of film in a camera and going around and taking pictures, it's really awesome. I had really high expectations of the project, but seeing these girls, it just fills you up with I don't know, awesomeness. It's really rewarding.
In addition to offering the girls access to photography, the project also has a mentoring aspect. One local photographer who has participated as a mentor is Bruce Lewis.
It's been a wonderful experience. This has been a very great project. We've learned a lot, not only about this community and about the artistic nature of this community, but also about ourselves. And the response and just the enthusiasm that we've received has been just overwhelming.
Berta adds that it's important for the students to see where photography can take them.
It's important for us to have professional photographers show their work, but also show how they have used their work. I've showed them how people just use photography to document their lives. We've seen photography in the news, how it's been important to document history and relevant events in the world. We've showed them how to how people use it to document, to make money, because we have a professional photographer. She's a wedding photographer and as one of the mentors. So we just want them to see what possibilities are there. But most importantly, we want them to know that this is a way for them to tell their story and to express something, even if it's a picture of something that, of the sky, is their point of view. So we want them to know that, you know, this is just one of the ways that they can use to leave their mark in the world.
Because of support from sponsors, Berta says they will be able to host two more three-day workshops this year. The next session will begin in April. It's Berta's hope that the project will continue and she will be able to organize a second, more advanced workshop. The photographs of the seven students from the first session of Las Fotos Project Northwest Arkansas will be on display at a gallery show from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday afternoon inside the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center. Admission is free. More information about the project is available at lasfotosproject.org or by emailing B, that's the letter B, at lasfotosproject.org.